The prayers that we're going to use today are mothers, but not the traditional ones that we have come to know. So please pray after me. O Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, I feel the wonder and the beauty of thy glorious presence in every part of my being. My heart is bursting with my love to thee. I kneel in adoration at thy feet and surrender myself to thee. I feel the power of thy perfection. Surging in every cell of my body. My mind and my intelligence. Are radiant with thy healing light. My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss. Of my communion with thee. I and my Father are one. Blessed Spirit, I am He.
Blessed Spirit, I am He.
Peace, bliss, Amen. The first reading is from the letter that David had written while in silence at Cloud Mountain during the 2001. Dear friends, yesterday Chad and I meditated while sitting in the future Babaji grotto. While steeped in meditation, I began to petition Babaji with a prayerful mantra, Om Babaji. This phrase came again and again. The desire rose up in me to see Babaji face to face and for Chad to see the same. Babaji appeared before my inner eye. Babaji, please come, I petitioned inwardly. No, I shall not, came the reply. It is easy to believe when one sees. There is nothing then to deny. He continued, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. This quote from Paul rang in my consciousness. My searching mind opened itself to know its meaning. Is there something special to be gained in going in faith, I asked. Babaji's answer, yes. Does it open doors of receptivity? Babaji, yes. And if I had this perfected faith, you or anything else would be manifested naturally? Babaji, yes, came the answer. Inner consciousness has long been working on deepening my understanding of faith. Jesus emphasized it as a central theme of his ministry. I have often wondered over this fact, and the doors of understanding have slowly opened through the years. The essential problem to the ignorant mind is that a veil of separation, obscuring the light of spiritual consciousness, covers us as a shroud. The resolution to this dilemma is the most pressing matter for the spiritual aspirant. All great religions and even enduring mythologies speak to this dilemma of the soul. The ultimate resolution of this knotted point is to pierce the veil and directly perceive the divine. It can be observed that for the accomplishments of any great goal, faith is required. It may be the faith of self-confidence, or faith in a principle or higher ideal, such as liberty, justice, the cause of a country, or faith in the supreme governing intelligence of God. Faith in oneself is good. Faith in a higher ideal is better. But faith in God creates a link between ourselves and that omniscient consciousness that is all in all. This link to God is the greatest accomplishment of faith. Faith literally multiplies our inner and outer resources by many, many, many times. In fact, corresponding to the degree of our faith, we may be a clear and open instrument for the Almighty to operate through in any way it wills, with unlimited potential. Like a laser, faith rends the curtain of separation and directly connects us to the infinite source of our being. But the mind is stubborn in its adherence to the world of matter. Deep subconscious associations to the supreme reality of matter works against faith in the spirit. The shortcut of using faith to surmount attachment to matter is a battleground for the sadhaka. Some materialists say, if I only saw a miracle, then I would believe. But is it so? Let that one be witness to a so-called miracle, and the mind would want a way, measure, and dispense that this miracle in a hurry. It's a hoax, would declare some. It's an anomaly, say others. It can be true for them, but not for me. Or they have a special gift, a power, unexplained by science, but it does not prove anything beyond a simple new discovery. Thus, the skeptic wipes his hands clean of the miracle, puts it into a comfortable box, only to continue on his way. When the inner calling draws us deeper into spiritual consciousness, oftentimes in spite of the mind, not because of it, we come to believe in something deeper than ego self and physical creation. Through our deepened communion with spirit, the negative influences of a matter-drenched mind are gradually dissolved. This communion with spirit takes us beyond the human mind alone. Belief, a thing of the mind, is nothing but a self-created projection. But faith denotes an inner knowing that transcends a belief of the human mind. Faith directly connects us with a deeper reality and brings spiritual power and understanding to the fore. The tiny firefly of human belief is easily eclipsed by the stupendous solar power of faith. Babaji, Jesus, and all the great spiritual masters are constantly drawing the minds of sadhakas to the superior power of faith. Through faith, our awareness of spiritual consciousness moving in our lives deepens. We perceive a world of potential open to us, as before it was unseen, and now new possibilities become realities. We realize this world is brimming with spiritual power and intelligence. We see clearly the light of our own beings connected to the very same cosmic light that illumines all creation. In this illumined state of mind, we have perfect faith. This unlimited spiritual power is working on our behalf. With deep faith and inner surrender, it guides, protects, and reveals us to our ultimate destiny. Faith then becomes a transfiguring lens that sharpens the mind to be an instrument of supreme consciousness. All this faith does when we open ourselves to unlimited potential. If you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. This is no idle promise. The fact that the demonstration of that promise is only too rare in this world does not mean that it is not true. It only means that as aspirants, we have work to do. Through prayer and deepening communion with God, we will grow in our understanding and experience of faith. Peter, the personification of faith, fell short of the goal of perfect faith again and again, yet he never gave up. Through the same kind of tenacity, we can perfect our faith and consciously be one with our greater reality, God. My friends, through this oneness of spirit, may your faith be perfected into total self-realization. May that perfected faith result in manifesting the purity of life in your light, of light in your life and all that you touch. Om, peace, bliss, amen, David. And from Mother's book, The Mystic Crucifixion, chapter 7, from the last paragraph of Crucifixion. We must go through these experiences if we are to know the truth. And each of us goes through this crucifixion in our own way. There are many things which come to us, but in everything which comes to us, no matter how anyone treats us, no matter what anyone says to us, our Father God is there, walking with us, loving us with everything that he has, all the power of his great heart, leading us, guiding us, directing us. He knows that these things are necessary in order that one day we may give up all things else, all others, and come and kneel at his feet, asking to become one with him, asking to be filled with his bliss and with his glory. And within that glory are contained all that our hearts have been longing for, all of the love, the kindness, the compassion, the sweetness, the sympathy, the companionship, everything. God walks with us. He is our beloved. The whole story of the resurrection applies to each and every one of us. That we can have a new body in Christ, a new consciousness in Christ, a new life in Christ, so that every moment of our lives, 24 hours a day, is lived in the bliss and the consciousness and the glory and the knowledge of our oneness with God. You too can become the risen Christ, the Son of God, one with him in all your glory. The choice is up to you. And from Isaiah chapter 40, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all goodliness is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold his reward, is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with him. With that truth, let's meditate, knowing that God has brought us all here today to bring us closer to our oneness with Him. We are His flock, and He is the Good Shepherd. I'd like to talk about faith today. The idea of John the Baptist and intuition. God seems to have other things. I'm wondering, Larry, if you had something you wanted to share. Please, I'm there. You have something to share?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. She asked if we had something to share. I guess we need to put ourselves on here.
For those who don't know, Kate and Larry are in the Holy Lands.
Here we are, just at the end of our day. So, meditating here on in the bed while Jill was doing the thing. And I don't know if we have anything to share right now. We have so much to share, really. But I have to think about this for a minute. See what God says. We've been feeling how blessed it is to have taken this journey right after finishing Mother's book, because so much... so many more things seem to be kind of falling into place inside of us, seeing new pictures and new ways of looking at the Christ story. So that's been a real blessing, and it's an ongoing process. And perhaps we'll have something to share in the journal about that. That's my perspective. What about you, Larry?
Good description.
We've had some wonderful days recently of just really being led by God to going down one street, not knowing why we're taking this street instead of another street, and then meeting somebody that turns out to just be a wonderful God experience. In fact, maybe we could share this. We haven't written to you about it. We told Peter about it. And the reason we told Peter about it is because when Peter wrote that wonderful explanation of what was going to happen, what he was going to base Mother's Zoom to God material on next time, and he wrote that wonderful piece
about suffering,
and I said to him, it was like you were peering over our shoulder at what's been happening to us for the last couple of hours. It was so delightful because just different things he mentioned. We were walking up the street and we saw a statue of Mother Teresa, and we kept on, we took some pictures, we kept on walking up, and apparently the father, the monk, had just gone over to speak to a sister over in the convent across the street. We didn't realize that, But we looked, and all of a sudden we saw this lovely little garden with Mother statue of Mother Teresa again. So we went in, and we
the door was only open for a few minutes.
but we didn't know that. We got in at that time, and so then he came back over, and he was the most amazing God-man.
Mother Teresa monk who loved everything about Mother Teresa and Pope Paul, Pope John
Jesus,
Paul.
He was, and then Jesus, he was great Jesus his, Bhakti. Yes, he was from India. That's the other thing that was interesting. From India, and was posted into
Israel.
To Israel during that, and that was down in Nazareth. And he talked to us about Jesus, really. We sat and talked for about an hour and a half, and he was a great lover of Jesus and talked about
and sharing our own, any suffering that we have with Jesus is a very Catholic teaching. So to imitate, he's reading a book by Thomas Kempis called The Imitation of Christ. And so he talked about that kind of thing. But we just had a love fest with him. He's just a wonderful soul.
And it was just by chance, because of going down this one street instead of the other street, we're having a number of marvelous things like that happening.
Jewish guy today that just happened out of nowhere. He explained a whole bunch of things, and we shared.
Yeah. And he was talking about the Kabbalic teachings, and a great mystic, Jewish mystic in the Middle Ages, and was telling us about him. We had another time where we kind of turned a corner where we weren't supposed to go, and there was this beautiful church, and we went in there. Mm-hmm. And we had a lovely Easter service this morning. We went up to a place called Stella Maris Monastery, where
in Haifa,
we were told that there was an English language service there, and the church was full of Filipinos mostly. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they're just, it seems like some of them might be there for a while. The priest was not. But it was a beautiful service.
There's a local priest in the monastery there, a beautiful man.
And a beautiful church. It's built above where Elijah was said to have ascended to heaven. And Good Friday, we went to a Greek Catholic church, but the whole service was in Arabian.
Yeah, Arabic.
Arabic, yes. So we didn't understand any of it, but it was all chanted.
Very, very, very.
So it was a 2-hour service.
Actually, a total of 3 hours.
So we were there with understanding Hallelujah, Kyrie eleison, and Amen was all we understood. But it was very, the devotion of the people there was wonderful to watch. Mm-hmm. The voices were beautiful.
Anyways, we're having being in the bhajan hall at the ashram where you don't understand the words.
Very much like that. Yeah. It was very much like
that. It was
that.
A rolling chant, continuously rolling chant. And they had a trained choir who had prepared for this service. And they just sang beautiful harmonies. And they would mostly sing by their own cantor and their response. And then a lot of the people in the audience knew this.
Oh, the congregation.
Too.
In fact, almost all of them, except for us. Yeah. And they had books they were following along. Yeah, yeah. It was probably the whole Good Friday story. Anyways.
Can you speak a little bit to the idea of how faith is directing your steps on this journey?
Directing whose steps?
Your steps.
Our steps. Well, I mean, it is a, it's all faith. It's all just trusting that God's doing something with us and for us. So it's just, oh, there we are. Yeah.
And even we're just trying to see, like, this guest house that we're staying in right now is not terribly wonderful. And it turned out to be on a highway, and but the people are very nice. And we met that lovely family who has the young woman that we asked Peter to put in the prayer request, whose bone marrow transplant, she's just about to start it. And we afterwards thought, instead of complaining about the overly soft bed and everything, we thought God brought us here for a reason, and it may have been that young woman. You never know. So,
well, and the people here are really devout Christians. It's really nice to talk to
them. They're from Bethlehem.
So, well, I mean, the people,
the people who have the guest house. Yeah,
and the guest house too.
So we had an Airbnb cancel on us. We were on our way to Haifa, and we were going to stop by Nazareth for a couple hours and see a few churches there, and the Airbnb canceled, and we just all of a sudden decided we'd just stay in Nazareth instead.
And we had one of the nicest hotels we've had by far.
And we found it just last minute, and we just loved Nazareth.
Oh, my gosh, we really love Nazareth. I mean, Nazareth is something else.
So it's an Arab town, mostly Muslim, some Christian.
Wonderful conversations with Arab Christians and Arab Greek Orthodox and Arab Muslims. It's just been delightful.
And so many churches and so many other places to see. Mm-hmm. And it was a surprise.
You could feel how much devotion there was in all the people living in Nazareth. Nazareth is a very special town. It really is. It's much bigger than we thought, and much more going on there than we thought.
Yeah, very interesting, because the guidebooks kind of say it's primarily an Arab town. It's kind of dirty. It's, you know, stop by if you want to go for a little pilgrimage site. It's got nice views from the hill, but otherwise don't bother. And we really found that it was...
We sat in a Greek Orthodox courtyard in front of their church. And a man just came out and gave us some water. And then a few minutes later, he gave us some coffee, some Arabic coffee. And then he brought some sweets to us. As we sat there, he just kept bringing us things. So
we were hoping to get into the church, and we couldn't. And we were sitting there just feeling God's power. And so we just couldn't get up. So we were just sitting there. And here comes Ram and delivers us all this wonderful.
Sounds like Papa.
Very much. Yeah. It was very much a Papa moment. Yeah. So anyways, thank you, Jill, for letting us speak. And we weren't sure the internet would continue, because we cut off a number of times. But
nice to hear that you're doing this today. We're really grateful.
Hari Om to everybody.
Hari Om.
Sorry, Spirit.
Thank you for staying up late to join us.
In our Easter bonnet. Yeah. Hari Om.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
Divine Mother.
Beloved Jesus Christ.
Beloved Jesus Christ.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
And surrender myself to thee.
And surrender myself to thee.
I feel the power of thy perfection.
I feel the power of thy perfection
surging in every soul of my body.
Surging in every soul of my body.
My mind is with thy radiant light.
My mind is filled with thy radiant light.
My soul. You can help.
Resounds with peace.
My soul resounds with peace. I and my Father are one. Blessed Spirit, I am here.
Peace, bliss.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for bringing your light of God. Not the same without it. Happy Easter, one and all.